now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you as always. This is May 16th, a very special day for quite a few people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my guest tells me. Your birthday is a very special day. We're going to talk to Patricia O'Neill in a minute. She's a astrological counselor, an author, and a wise, wise woman. And we're going to talk to Sophia Pastor later about hairstyles and the latest trends for spring. Also, if you're going camping, maybe a great look so you can have that tousled beach look and not have to stew too much about your hair. Also, Anita from Willow Stream Spa is going to talk about some spa retreats, some things you can do to get your face ready for the summer, some protection, get it glowing, and she's the girl that can answer all those questions for you. But off the top, we're going to talk about, Patricia O'Neill and her story, how she got here. She's from Ireland, and I met her at a networking group, and right away I clicked with her, and I think you know that with people, that you can either get them or not, and you know when you have kindred spirits around, and I connected with Patricia, and she's brought along also her book, Children of the Stars, Astrology and Parenting, and it looks like a great read, and one I'm looking forward to getting into. How are you, Patricia?
Thank you for having me here, and I'm really happy to be here with you, Patty, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very
much.
And
if I don't mind mentioning my friend Nicole Jones, also her birthday today,
Nicole,
so happy
Jones.
Day.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, my friend who's on the show, yeah. Esther Kane,
yes.
My daughter's friend Becky,
yes.
A friend Colin's mum, Caroline from Mount Doug, Tori Spelling. My son looked up all the famous birthdays,
oh,
you know.
I love Torrens.
Yeah.
I love their earthy and sensual nature, and I just feel comfortable when I'm with them. I really feel very much at home, and I just do.
And I always thought even having the month of May was a great time, because when you have a birthday in May, it's far enough away from Christmas, right?
So that's right.
Like
that's
perfect.
Right.
And when you're in school with other kids, mm-hmm. they were usually around.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, yes, yes.
So tell me how you got to Victoria, like your journey, because you've been here for how long?
I have been in Canada for 22 years.
22
years, arrived into Fort McMurray. November of 1992, and
well, that's not Canada. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it was in at the deep end, because the weather was just incredible, and so I started there and spent 2.5 years and ended up actually loving Fort McMurray, and I'm very much into the native heritage, and I really relate very much to the native Indians. So when I went there first, I just felt incredibly connected to the native and the culture and the spirituality, and it was an incredibly interesting place. Even though I went there with sort of not knowing what to expect, I ended up just loving
it. Isn't that the best way? And was that
yes.
because of a job you were there?
My husband is a psychiatrist, and so he was stationed up there because it was an underserviced area, and if he didn't have his Canadian credentials, so he could only go to underserviced areas. A friend of his had been there before as a psychiatrist and was leaving, so the position was vacant.
I think that's it in life, right? That
yes.
when we take things with an open mind, we don't all have to live in the same place, and we're all from somewhere.
Oh,
so
gosh.
You got a lot of gifts coming from there. And how long did you stay there then?
2.5 years. Yeah. And when I finished there, I had learned so much about the Canadian people, because I met people from all over the world as well. It's a very interesting place, Fort McMurray, very interesting. And you're 300 miles from any place, literally. When I say civilization, I mean chops. And so you're cut off. So you really, it's a very intense relationship you develop with the people there. And I found the women very supportive. And
a bit like Coronation Street?
You know what? It's funny. It's
everyone
funny
knows your business?
Well, unfortunately, that's why we had to leave, because of the nature of my husband's work. It became too intense. And also, he was the only psychiatrist for 36,000 people.
Wow.
So it was a lot of work and a lot of pressure on him.
And, so next in your journey came what?
Next on my journey, well, if you want to get back to the astrology, to talk about how that started, going back further.
Let's talk about your life challenge.
The life challenge.
Where you came to Canada.
Okay.
How have you gotten to Victoria?
After Victoria, or after Fort McMurray, we then went to Calgary. And Calgary was just it was fabulous after that. But not as friendly. I missed the close connection with my friends, and I missed that close connection, but it was balanced by the shops and all the life and, you know, the energy of the city. It's a buzz, 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 Capricorn, earthy,
sort of city. And especially then, right?
Yes, and I actually, I made more friends, but I would say the closest were in Fort McMurray. Mm. Then after Calgary, we wanted to go back to Ireland. We went back for a year, and I realized then that I miss Canada, and I still have Ireland as my home, but it's hard once you've been out for a few years. And then after we got, after Ireland, we returned to Calgary. And then we decided, no, the weather was just, couldn't stand the weather, the dryness, and I'm not a skier. I did try to ski, broke my ankle, broke my leg, and that was
That's
it.
That's a sign.
That was a sign. It was not meant to be. So off we headed to Victoria, a city I've always loved. And actually, it's I have a great connection with Victoria because it's where I met my husband many, many years ago.
It
we
is.
Had our first dance, no, at the Victoria Hotel, Kilkee, County Clare, Ireland. We had our first dance when I was 14. No, I was actually, no, I was 12 and he was 14. And then we called our middle daughter Victoria. And here we are in Victoria.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, it was meant to be.
You know, I always like hearing people's stories because I think we all go through ups and downs and similar things in life. We're all looking for fulfillment.
Oh, totally.
And when we share our stories and how we get somewhere, and especially as, like for me, a birthday years go by, you know, maybe you become at peace with more things or learn more things. And it's great if we can share our stories, right? And
you have to
help people.
You have to. And I've always been a traveler. I lived in Paris and Israel on a kibbutz and all around Europe. And I just love traveling. And I just find people are fascinating. And what I have found that it doesn't matter what your nationality is. An Aries is an Aries. A Taurus is a Taurus. And so, you know, even though the nationality and your culture will bring certain attributes at the same time, it's still you go back to your sun.
And you were young when you got into this. You were, I think you said, 11 years old. And I know the angels and astrology, like you have a higher sense of things. And some people may go, oh, astrology, like I don't get this stuff.
I know.
It's devil's work. And there's a lot of opinions around it. Yes. I always love reading it. I always think there's, you know, my friend's a Virgo. I think you can see certain traits in people that
Absolutely.
Are very true if you look at it closely enough.
Absolutely. Well, I have to let you know how I got into it. I was 7 years old when I had my first angel experience, very, very young. And I realized that angels really and truly did exist. And I was always a very, very quiet, timid, shy child, an observer of life rather than, I would say, a participant. And the shyness was, it really hindered my early years. And I always felt very different from my sisters because they were all very outgoing. Mm-hmm. And people would always point to me and just say, why is she so different from the others? Why is she so quiet? And what's wrong with her, you know?
Yeah.
So I used to question that myself. And by at age 12, I remember it was like my fairy godmother had come in and given me this magic wand when I opened my first book in astrology, because it was literally incredible. When I opened that book at the age of 12, my whole life absolutely dramatically changed. What it was when I studied my sign and really got into it, I realized that I was meant to be. That's the way I was born. I was shy. I had, if there are any astrologers listening in here, Saturn rising and double water sign and Pluto eighth house. So that gives a very quiet, intense sort of person. But once I would say mastered myself, which is what astrology helped me to do, the fear I had of other people, that shyness literally was replaced with curiosity. And it took me out of myself completely.
Wow.
And I started observing other people. And because I was so an observer of life, I began to, and I'm very happy that I actually discovered it at 12, because I've spent my whole life observing astrology. And even though most of us only get, like, we'll say if we're lucky, 40 to 100 years of life, if you think about astrology, it's been there before us for thousands upon thousands of years. And it's going to be there for thousands upon thousands of years after us. So I feel very grateful that I have learned so much about it and have been able to use it as a tool for life.
And where do the angels come in too?
Okay, well, the angels have been extremely important to me in my life. Do you want me to tell you about the incident?
Yeah.
Okay, when I was 7, I was preparing for my Holy Communion, and it's a huge event in Ireland. I was reared as Catholic, and my parents, we lived in the country in a small town on the west coast of Ireland. And I had everything ready. I was quite sort of fussy about clothes and shoes. Everything ready for the communion, but I didn't have a medal. And I was quite upset about that. Didn't want to tell my parents about it because they were busy and I didn't want to, you know, it was expensive. They would have to go to the nearest town, get into the car. And I had this vision of being the only child on the altar without my medal, because medals for Holy Communion, it's like an Olympic being on the podium without his big medal. It's a symbol of achievement. Mm. And so I was told as a child, pray to the angels, pray to the angels. And my mother told me they saved my life because I was dangerously premature at birth. And so I kind of had this in the back of my head that angels were good. Prayed I did. Every night I'd say the prayer to please help me get the medal. I have to have the medal, but I wasn't going to ask for it. A week before the communion, this is as true as anything, my mom, she's 90, she still remembers. I was rushing up to church to practice the holy for my confession, literally fell on the ground. And as I was picking myself up and cleaning the grit off my knees, lo and behold, I saw this little silver thing in the earth. Wow. And I thought it was a half a crown, which back then was worth 2 and 6. And I was already planning what I was going to buy with it. Literally. And I can remember it so clearly, 7 years old, dug up this silver thing, shiny thing on the ground. And when I held it in my hand, I didn't see the horse, which would have been on a half crown. It was a medal, a Holy Communion medal, Jesus and the host on the other side. And as I held it in my hand, I remember shaking and I was only 7 then. And then I raced home. I don't even think I remembered to go up to the confession first, the reconciliation practice. I ran home and showed it to my mother and I said, look. And I remember she was shocked. So then I knew that angels existed because they had found this. Why did I fall in that little place at that particular time?
There are no coincidences, right?
No coincidences.
We're going to come back with more from Patricia O'Neill and talk more about astrology and about her story. Back in 2.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Are you working on a new reno for your home? Or are you building a brand new home? Are you thinking about your appliances yet? If not, you should be. Shop at Lansdowne Appliance, Victoria's designer's choice for the best deals and selection. How about a brand new Precision Dispense Whirlpool Duet Laundry Center? Or how about that amazing new Blue Star Gas Range? No matter what your appliance plans are, Lansdowne has you covered. Lansdowne Appliance, on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at lansdowneappliance.com.
Sometimes it's hard to fall asleep. From shift work to jet lag to chronic insomnia to everyday stress, the challenges are very real. That's why there's OrthoSleep from AOR. OrthoSleep is the most comprehensive natural sleep formula available. It helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed. So tonight, hit the hay with the help of OrthoSleep from AOR, a natural solution to promote restful sleep. Available at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on 5th Street in Sydney.
Need an oil change? Brakes need attention? Maybe your tires need to be rotated. Your local Midas shop has been offering total car care here on the island for over 37 years. Maybe your check engine light is on, or your air conditioner is blowing warm air. From top to bottom and bumper to bumper, the trained technicians at Midas have it covered, including factory scheduled maintenance on new cars. Midas, they fix everything. Call any of the 7 Island Midas locations and visit Midas.ca.
I'm Al Faraby with the latest from CFAX Santa's Anonymous, the official charity of the Oak Bay Half Marathon, May 24th. Volunteers are needed for road marshaling and to cheer on the runners. Plus, keep listening for details on how you can help Victoria Children in Need with my 21 for 21 campaign as I run the half marathon.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santa's Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
We are back with Patricia O'Neill. She is an astrological counselor, an author, a businesswoman. We were talking about your life and the angels. And, a lot of people lose people in life and they think, oh, give me a sign. And I really do believe that angels are amongst us. And there are signs, whether it's a hummingbird or something that
Absolutely.
Comes to you. And I think there's a lot of solace in that. And some people can say, oh, that's airy-fairy stuff. But I believe there's something to it if we can tap into it. It's very
Absolutely.
Hard for us here on Earth to deal with these things. But if we can, mm-hmm. it's a different thing, right? We
have it's to a different, kind of, well, I suppose I've been tapping into it since I was very, very young. And that's one of the things that I'm grateful for. Like 7 years old, so here we are 50 years later. And so once I accept them into my life, then, as I was telling you there, the break I've travelled, I've lived in Paris and I've put myself into very dangerous situations, been pretty reckless, hitchhiked all over Europe, worked on the kibbutzims in Israel, have done lots of adventurous things, and I have been in situations where I have been, my life has almost, I should have died. Yes. And but for the intervention of the angels. And so they have been part of my life and they give me that extra voice. So I studied astrology then at 12, formally through the Irish Astrological Association and then the British Faculty of Astrological Science, and read every single book I could get and observed. I would say observation coupled with that has really helped. And then the angelic voices, because when I do readings, I have this technical knowledge, but I also, there is something else before somebody sees me. It's intuitive, and I also call upon that person's angel to guide me in the guidance that I give as well. So I put the two together.
And this book that you have, Children of the Stars, and I know you have a new one coming out on angels.
Adventures with Angels.
And different signs, and I think people could probably, if they have a friend who's a Virgo, you know, there's certain traits, or a Taurus. And you do a lot of relationship counseling, too, with signs, because different signs are really kind of can be more cohesive than others, right?
Absolutely. Well, the thing about it, Patty, is that in astrology, to me, it connects me with the divine, because there was a great plan. And I always said Jesus should have been a Virgo, because it's so neat, it's so organized. However, in reality, people's lives are not. And so astrology, we have the four elements, the earthy solid types who traditionally get on very well with the water signs. You have the earth signs Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, and they blend, their energies blend very nicely with the water signs of Pisces, Cancer and Scorpio. So generally that's a good match. And then we have the fire, and their energies are, they're kind of, water signs are emotional and sensitive and intuitive and kind. Earth signs are practical and down to earth. And then we have the fire signs, who are by nature the, you know, very, they're masculine signs, Aries and Leo and Sagittarius. They are the adventurers of life, and they bring fire and energy and get the party started. And they blend very nicely with air, because if you think about it, air signs, the air needs fire to fan it, or and air fans the fire, makes it larger. And the air signs, of course, are the Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. And so water needs earth. If you think about it, earth is dry until it has the water, and so that's how it brings the energy. So that's how we look at the four elements. But then in real life, people often don't naturally go for their perfect sign. There could be if you are married to somebody who astrologically you're not supposed to be, you will probably look in and see there's good Mars Venus connections, good Moon Sun connections. And in relationship astrology, I've found it over the years that a man's moon sign is extremely important. It tells me a lot about his relationship with his mother and how he relates to women. It's really crucial. And if the female has the sun, the male has his moon sign isn't the same as the female sun, there's an instant connection. And regardless of the sun signs, I have found that to be a very good. And then, of course, if it's got the Mars-Venus connections, there are lots of things I look for in relationship astrology. But
if you see something in someone's charts that's bad, do you tell them?
And
what do you see?
The first thing I look at, I'm into soul astrology. I'm into spiritual astrology. Yeah. I like to look at why that person, what was the plan when they were brought into where did they come from? And so Saturn is sadness. When we use the word bad, that's like the difficulty. So I always go right into that first. I start with the jugular, as they say, and I get into the pain, because then we start with the pain and then we look at the gain. And so I use the two planets, Saturn and Jupiter, for that. And to me, that would be bad. That would be the pain. And so that's the way I look at it. So this was your pain coming in, and we look at the north and south nodes, and then we balance it with a good. I always end up on a positive note, because
the glass is half full.
Yes. And also optimism. It's a golden wand. Everything it touches turns to gold. You know, look on the bright side, because that's the way we do it. We work
right
with it.
And I was talking about Deepak's book. And, you know, I think no matter how you're looking at life, if you're kind of putting the positive stuff out, it attracts more.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
We're going to get back to you, and you're going to join this conversation, because we're going to include right now Anita Vorslice from the Empress Willowstream Spa. And we've been talking about astrology and relationships. And now we're going to switch gears for a moment here and talk a little bit about ourselves, our summer skin, our beauty, our sun protection. How are you, Anita?
Well, Patty, how are you doing?
I'm great. You know, we always like to talk to you because from season to season, things change a lot. And later in the show, you're going to be talking about these great forest spas, which I just love the idea of that. But first,
forest bathing, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Fascia day, I know sun protection, but you know, sometimes people don't like all this sort of chemicals and stuff. Is there anything, a breakthrough in some of these sunscreens out there?
Well, I've been talking about this before on the show. Mineral makeup is honestly my absolute favorite sunscreen. My skin, actually, just speaking from personal experience, if I put anything with an SPF in it, like a cream, my skin does not like it. So I just, all year long, I just use my regular moisturizers, and sometimes those definitely need to change up in the summer because our hydration needs are going to be different in the summer months. So that's one thing, is to make sure that you're changing up your products with the season as well, based on what your skin needs. Mineral makeup is fantastic. It provides you with about an SPF 20, and every product is going to be a little bit different. It does not clog your pores. It's waterproof, or water-resistant, I should say. Not waterproof, but it's water-resistant. And it gives you a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful even skin tone.
And you can't forget about your lips either, right?
You need to slough those off because they get really cakey this time of year. A lot of people do forget about the lips. They put on their SPF, you know, whatever they choose for their face, they put on their SPF, but they don't think to put an SPF on their lips. And I think we've all been there where you've been out in the sun, whether you're watching baseball all day long or just a great day at the beach or out hiking, you feel your lips when you haven't protected them. So really, really, really important to ensure that you're using a nice SPF product on your lips and also that you're exfoliating your lips as well as the rest of your body.
And what do you use for that?
You can do. You could. There's lots of actually great products now that you can use. Almost every line has some kind of a lip exfoliant that you can use. You can also make your own at home, just using some nice sugar, some nice coarse, you know, some nice coarse cane sugar, and a little olive oil. Just use that to scrub off the dry skin on your lips. It's also really, really, really hydrating and makes them way better for kissing.
Speaking
of all this relationship stuff, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. And talking about exercise and water, two things that are really important for all over.
Absolutely. So obviously, summertime, we all want to get outside more. We tend to exercise more outside, whether it's going for walks or hikes or runs, paddleboarding, kayaking. There's so many great things to do outside here. And so exercise, obviously, hugely beneficial for us with our health, but it's also great for your skin because it really gets your circulation going and it gives you a beautiful, healthy glow. It helps your body to get rid of toxins. So, of course, as you're sweating more, you need to make sure that you're also hydrating more as well, and not just through water. Obviously, water is the best way because it's clean, it's calorie-free, sugar-free, all that great stuff. But there's also lots of great foods that will help us stay hydrated as well. I mean, who doesn't love watermelon?
Mm.
Watermelon is basically 91% water. So it's great for hydration. We also, especially we're lucky here, we have lots of fresh local berries. Berries have a higher concentration of water in them as well. So there's lots of great foods that we can eat to keep us hydrated on top of drinking water.
So we want to get a little bit of sun, but maybe not those peak hours, right? Because we want to get out and enjoy it and maybe get a little on our back to absorb some vitamins and, you know.
So it's everything in moderation, right? Everything's
moderation.
In moderation.
No,
so make sure you know, well, most things are in moderation. You know, red wine we don't always have in moderation.
Yeah, but, right.
Make sure you know the peak hours of the sun. So, you know, it used to kind of be, you know, 10 to 2. Now they're giving us the 10 to 4 time range, you know, that those are the really, really peak harsh hours of the sun. So if you can, you know, get up a little earlier, go out before 10. If you're out between 10 and 4, then just really make sure that you're limiting your sun exposure and that you're protecting your skin all
beautiful.
Over.
When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Sophia Pastor about hairstyles, and then we're going to talk to Anita again about some BB creams and about some forest spas, and also to Patricia. Join us after the news.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Living at Coho offers a lifestyle unlike any other condo. You'll enjoy the privacy, views, and safety of an exclusive hilltop location. Inside, you'll find designer kitchens and spa-worthy bathrooms. Your downsizing dream home awaits you. Inquire today, as Coho is already 50% sold. with their last remaining one bedrooms priced at $199.9 and two bedrooms starting at $294.9, it's easy to make your dreams a reality at Coho. For hours and location, visit coholiving.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. If you saw that deadly crash on the Pat Bay Highway yesterday afternoon, Central Saanich Police want to talk to you. Police are looking for witnesses to help in the investigation. A 78-year-old woman from Brentwood Bay was turning left onto Keating Crossroad when a southbound car collided with her vehicle. She died in hospital. The other driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. If you can help, call Central Saanich Police. The Aboriginal Admissions MD program at the University of British Columbia has breezed past a major milestone 5 years ahead of schedule. 13 years ago, they wanted to see 50 more graduates by 2020. Associate Dean of Admissions Dr. Bruce Fleming says a major key to the program's success is reaching out across the province with pre-admission workshops.
Encouraging them to finish high school, encouraging them to take the courses at the university level that will allow them to move forward in and consider a career in medicine.
He says the majority of grads decide to become family doctors. According to Fleming, there are 35 First Nations students enrolled across the province. He expects all of them to finish their undergraduate degrees. Pierre-Carl Péladeau says Parti Québécois members have given him a strong and clear mandate: make Quebec a country. But he's going to have to wait to try to accomplish that, since the next provincial election doesn't happen until the fall of 2018. The 53-year-old media mogul was elected party leader with 57.6% of the ballots cast in the first round of voting. And Turkey's president is sharply critical of Egypt for sentencing former President Mohamed Morsi to death. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the country is going to go back to the old Egypt. By rolling back democracy, Turkey's government strongly supports Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, and relations between Egypt and Turkey turned quite sour after Morsi's ouster. CFAX weather is next.
Hi, this is Daryl.
And I'm Tom from Murphy Wallbeds.
You know, it seems like everyone needs more room these days, but with the cost of renovations in real estate, it seems next to impossible to get it.
Need a home office, guest room, storage, or TV room? With Murphy Wallbeds, you can have it.
Let us show you how our innovative designs and products can let one room do it all at a fraction of the price.
Come and see what we have in store for you at Murphy Wallbeds of Victoria, 3075 Douglas Street. Building quality living solutions into Victoria homes for over 25 years.
CFAX weather: cloudy with a chance of showers today, a high of 18. A few clouds tonight, a low down to 10. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tomorrow, a high of 20. And sun and cloud for the holiday Monday. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 15 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
When you want today's best music, it's 107.3 Cool FM. You got that dream, daydream, look in your eye, and I got the sugar, yes please. Playing the most music all day.
We did everything right, now I'm on the outside.
Victoria's home for today's best music, 107.3 Cool FM.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I love being with you here every Saturday. We meet such great people and hear such great stories and hopefully give you information. We've got Sophia Pastor on the line. She's a hairstylist, instructor on YouTube. Watch for her stuff. Patricia O'Neill is in the studio with me. And, of course, you guys know each other from eWomen, so say hello.
Hi.
Hello. So, Sophia, I see your stuff, and you are amazing. You are a young person that is full of steam, and you've got some great YouTube videos, instructions out there. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, as you said, Patty, I'm a hairstylist. I've been in the industry for 7 years, and how it all really started was I had my client sitting in my chair telling me that they loved what I was doing on their hair, but they just couldn't achieve the same results at home. So I really wanted to offer a resource for them to be able to have to my information 24/7 whenever they needed me. So I decided that I would create these tutorials and just put them on YouTube and give them to my clients and say, do you need to know how to brush your hair at home or how to flat iron your hair or how to curl your hair, whatever that is, so that you can watch me and just pause it whenever you need to.
Absolutely. You know, and for women, our hairstylist is, you know, I go to Karen Murray, our hairstylist can really make or break things for us, because your hair is important, right? It's kind of your calling card. And
exactly.
So the hairdos that you do, like right now we're kind of in the beachy thing, but there's also weddings and stuff that are on. So you have different videos. I saw the other day one on curling your hair, and some of the good points were like after you've curled it to pin it. So it sets for a while, and then you gave yourself a great head of curly hair.
Yeah, we do that a lot with bridal updos and just different bridal styles, you know, curling the hair and then pinning it, because it will last hours longer if you let the curls cool down in that state before brushing them out again.
Now, you're a real vintage girl, too. You've got that kind of pinup girl look. You've got an old school look. But modern, you know, you got the side shave, but it looks vintagey, right?
Exactly. And it comes back around. You see with fashion and different, pulling different inspirations from different eras. And I do love the classic, you know, 1950s or 60s kind of look with a bit of an edgy twist, obviously.
Absolutely. Patricia, when you go to these eWomen events, everybody has their hair done up and they've gone to see Sophia, right?
And I have to tell you, Sophia, you are an early Taurus, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and I have to tell you, this is the truth. Over the years, I have found that the best hairdressers and massages...
I was a makeup artist.
There you go, yeah. Are Taurus, because they are connected to their body and they're just the touch. They are absolutely the best hairdressers, the best beauticians, the best, you know, connecting with a person's body.
Exactly. And
honestly,
too.
Yeah, but creative and artistic, and you have a good feel. You're really earthy. And I have to say that one of the best hairdressers in Ireland, she was a Taurus. I always remember that.
Yeah. Well, look at that, Sophia. That's from the top.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excuse the pun.
So, Sophia, what are you seeing right now, too? Like the styles, I mean, you know, they're all over the place. I know the lob has been big. And color-wise, what are you kind of seeing in hairstyles and trends?
Well, especially going into summer and spring, you know, we are seeing a lot more blondes, a lot more of that beachy kind of softer looks. You know, we're not going for like an edgy, really harsh colors, a nice like softer blondes, and not so much as the platinum blondes, you know, more like sandy color blondes are really in right now, and just something really soft and cold, the skin tone and the hair as well.
And if you're going to a wedding this time of year, what are some, like, people have a hard time. We get locked into one style, say it's a bob, and we never do anything with it. You know, and I guess it's only hair, right? We should try stuff. How do we kind of do something that's not too complicated to put our hair up and, you know, try something different?
Well, like I say, our hair is like the best accessory because you never take it off, right? So you can constantly change it in different small ways. And sometimes it's just either pinning it up or just using a different product. Here at the salon, we're Bumble and Bumble exclusive, and we have awesome surf spray or surf infusion products. And they just give your hair that natural kind of beachy wave look with ease, right? So it's not like you have to get a completely new haircut to get a different change. You can just use maybe a different product to achieve that so that you have that versatility, which is really nice. Or maybe you're just pinning it in a different way up or off your face. There's a lot of different versatilities without having to chop all your hair off.
And I guess you could use some hair jewelry too, right? Some of the things you could put in there to make it
exactly.
A little fancy.
Yeah, like I just, for the eWomen event that we were just at actually on Tuesday night, I wore my hair up and I put some little like jewels in it. And I am currently editing that video right now, so that should be up within the next couple of days. But I show you, okay, so I have this look during the day and then I have an evening event to go to. So I'm not really going to change my hairstyle, but I'm just going to add some jewelry to my hair and just bling it up a bit.
And talking about the product, this beach hair. So it's sort of a softer look than a big curl, and you're using this stuff, and are you scrunching? Like, how does it work, and what is the texture of it?
Well, with the two different kinds, with the oil, the Surf Infusion, it's more of like an oil sea salt infused spray. So it creates like a soft wave with a bit of a sheen, whereas the Surf Spray is a little bit more of that gritty, you were just in the ocean, your hair is kind of full of salt water, and then you just let it air dry. So it has that really kind of gritty, beachy feel. So those are kind of the two variations between the products. So this kind of depends what your overall results that you want to be, and also what you're starting with, like what is your natural texture, right? Because you always have to take that into consideration. You know, people show me pictures of, oh, I want this hairstyle, but do you have the same hair type as her? What are you starting with, right? Yeah. It's kind of like the missing factor.
Exactly. And how do people get a hold of you? I want to come back after the break and talk a little more about the makeup for this time of year. How do people get a hold of you, Sophia, if they want to know more about where you work or about your YouTube videos?
So you can find me on YouTube by typing in my name, which is Sophia Pastro, S-O-S-I-A-P-A-S-T-R-O, or they can find me at DM & Company, which is located at 535 Yates Street in downtown Victoria. If they want to call and book an appointment, the phone number for the salon is 778-265-0490.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the makeup and how to kind of match the hair to the makeup and what kind of colors we're seeing this time of year. When we come back after that, also, we're going to be joined by Anita, who's going to talk a little bit about the spas. What is she calling it? The forest bathing. It's a really cool idea. Back in 2 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
It was quite the week for MP and Green Party leader Elizabeth May after a speech gone bad.
As humor goes, it didn't work, and I am very apologetic, particularly to my constituents, who might think that that was somehow a change in character on my part.
On the next show, we'll preview the Victoria Day Parade, plus hockey insider Pierre LeBrun and Rick Forchuk's entertainment news.
Mornings with Al Farabee, weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now. CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corinne May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. The Dauber Classic Golf Tournament is Friday, June 5th at Cedar Hill Golf Course. All proceeds benefit the Greater Victoria Sports Hall of Fame. Al's running in the Oak Bay Cool Half Marathon on Sunday, May 24th, and raising money for CFAX Santa's Anonymous. You and your family and friends can join us to cheer on Al and the other runners. Delta Victoria Ocean Point Resort and Spa presents the 6th annual Best in Show, The Dog Show for Mutts on Sunday, May 24th. Help the Victoria branch of the BCSPCA make a difference for the ones who make such a difference in our lives. Dog contests include Best Dress, Most Endearing Rescue Dog, Best Trick. Be warned though, my dog from the SPCA may win Cutest Male Dog. Canada's largest annual event raising money and awareness to end global poverty is the World Partnership Walk, Sunday, May 31st at UVic. I'm Corrie May. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Ford really helped make things easy when I shop for my new car. For starters, there's the 0% APR lease or purchase financing on the 2015 Fusion, Focus, and the new Edge. Plus, there are standard features like air conditioning, hands-free sync, and rear-view camera. And to top it all off, you can now recycle your eligible 2008 or older vehicle for up to an additional $2,500 with Recycle Your Ride. Easy, right?
With offers like these from Canada's best-selling automotive company for the last 5 years, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit Ford.ca for details.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Sanishton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours. Nurseries.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent, Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests or just have any comments, please contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Love to hear from you. On the phone, we have Sophia Pastro, who is a hairstylist and has a lot of videos on YouTube about styling, that if you're going out tonight, you can look it up and see what kind of a do you can do. And in the studio, we have Patricia O'Neill, who's an astrologer, astrological counselor, an author, and business person. And we were talking, you were saying about Taurus. You wanted to say something about May birthdays or people
yes.
that are Taurus.
Okay.
April and May.
Yes. And it's funny, we were talking to Sophia because being a Taurus, Taurians, what I absolutely love about Taurus people, when you're in their presence, they just are so calming, so relaxing. They are connected to their bodies because it's an earth sign. They are very, unlike fire signs, unfortunately, who are more not as quite as connected to their bodies, Taurus people are just, they're such, and they're so reliable, and they're also very glamorous.
I have to say, very loyal.
And I actually don't like the word stubborn, you know, because I say it's patience turned inside out. Patience turned inside out. So, yes.
Feeling better about ourselves, right, Sophia?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we're talking about beach hair. Like, now, how about for weddings or even if you're going camping or the beach, something that's, I guess, a little bit fresher this time of year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely something that you want to have. Everyone wants that wash and go style hair. So you just basically, as I was saying earlier, look at what your starting point is, right? What your natural texture is, and then look at what products you can use to kind of enhance that and work with your lifestyle. Because not everyone wants to wash their hair every day and blow dry it and, you know, have all that maintenance that's associated with that. So wanting to know how your lifestyle can basically work into what you want your hair to look like.
Right. I have so much hair. It would be a nightmare to have to do that every day. Really. I mean, it takes about 3 days just to calm down.
Exactly. And not everyone needs to wash their hair every day. I mean, it really looks at the type or the texture of hair that you have. Personally, I have very thick hair as well, is why I shave most of it off, because I just don't want to deal with it. But even so, I only wash my hair once a week. So I know that I have my wash day, and then I blow dry it, and I style it, and I curl it, and then I do different things with that throughout the week so that the maintenance is lower for me.
And I know, I think people are shocked by that kind of stuff if you don't wash your hair often, like, oh, that's dirty. But it's really not. It's like a lot of your oils are good to keep in your hair and to wash them up constantly.
They are. Yeah. The oils are really good. And the thing is that the oil, the sebum production is a lot of obviously concentrated at your scalp. So if you can work that oil throughout the ends of your hair where it's the driest, it's really the best thing for you. I mean, it depends on the products you're using and how you're layering them. So I know that I'm going to be lighter on my product usage when I first wash it, and then by the end of the week I'm using dry shampoo to kind of help absorb some of those oils and the hairspray. But I know that, and I plan my week out. So basically what I say to people is you wash your hair on day one, you put the work in, and then you can hopefully go 3 to 4 days or longer if you can, so that you're not putting, you know, 40 minutes every single day on your hair. You
right.
spend the time on one day, and then you reap the benefits.
I like the way you think. We're practical too. And in 20 seconds we have left, I know you wear a darker color lipstick. What kind of lipstick and blushes and stuff are you seeing coming in?
Definitely something lighter for spring. You know, a lot of the highlights. So definitely like lighter pinks or oranges, you know, just really nice, soft, kind of peachy kind of colors, basically, for spring and summer.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you, Sophia.
Thank you for having
me. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for all the updates.
No problem, anytime.
You betcha. Now we're going to talk to Anita Borsalis again from the Willow Stream Spa. And, of course, the Willow Stream Spa is at the Empress. And, Anita, you were talking about all kinds of stuff for your skincare this time of year. I just want to touch on BB creams.
BB cream, yeah. One of my favorite products. So we were talking about this as a way for people to get a really nice, everybody wants that kind of J-Lo look, you know, looks like you've been out in the sun a little bit, have that kind of honey-kissed look, a little bit dewy on the skin.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get that look with, you know, traditional makeup.
Yeah,
unless you walk around with a
personal
spritzer all day long, you know, which she has, which we don't. But BB cream is a beautiful way, again, to give a really nice coverage to the skin. I find it personally, if you get the right color match, it's very natural looking, and it does give you that beautiful dewy glow look. So like you've been out in the sun, just a beautiful natural look. And there's lots of great products now that we don't need to bake ourselves out in the sun anymore to get that really nice sun-kissed look anymore. There's so many fantastic self-tanners that you can do either in, there's a lot of salons. And spas that will do some of them, or they'll sell a really great product, or there's so many great things you can do at home for yourself now to give yourself that nice sun-kissed look so you don't have to sit out in the sun.
Aren't you learning lots of stuff here today?
Tons. Absolutely tons.
Tons. The other thing, forest
extra
bathing.
Bonus.
Extra bonus. I love the sound of this when I read
forest
it.
Forest bathing. So this
I
is
love
a
this.
Top...
Oh.
This was a number one spa trend that came out in the Spa Trends report this year, and it actually has nothing to do with bathing. There's no water involved with forest bathing. Basically, what it is they're finding that people basically are craving, and it's so beneficial to get out into nature. And really, that's kind of where the term bathing is to just surround and immerse yourself completely in a natural type surrounding. And we are so blessed on this island. There are so many places that we can go to do this. But there's a lot of spas now that are incorporating this into their wellness programs because it's so beneficial.
You know, my brother called this morning, and Jill and off for a walk, Elk Lake, wherever, like everywhere we go, it's around us. And I often like to go do that on my own and just run through stuff or say it out loud if I'm going to an event or something, a speech or something I need to do. I find it really calms you down a lot. So it was interesting to see it as actually a thing.
It's a huge thing right now. More so, it started the huge trend, and actually it really, really started in Japan and these areas where they have these huge urban centers where they don't have the luxury, as we do here, of, you know, going 10 minutes, 15 minutes in one direction and being in a forest-type setting. So they've actually created some kind of spa-type settings in their outskirts where people can have this forest bathing. We are so lucky to have it here, and they've done so many studies that really, really prove that this helps de-stress people, helps calm our anxieties, and it actually helps make us more creative.
And you can do that at Willowstream Spa, and tell people how they can get a hold of you there.
They can get a hold of our wellness team at 250-995-4650, or check out our website, which is fairmont.com/empress, and you'll find us on there.
Yeah, you're going to talk to us about next month, too, about Father's Day and
Absolutely.
Some spa stuff.
Absolutely, getting men in the spa.
Look forward to that. Okay, when we come back, thanks a lot, Anita. We'll talk to you soon. When we come back, more with Patricia on Your Sign.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
At Simon G. Jewelry, we believe everything you wear should reflect who you are and illuminate those special moments when life begins to sparkle. Over 30 years ago, Simon Ganemian created Simon G. Jewelry with a simple idea. The most treasured piece of jewelry is the one that best reflects the brilliance of the person wearing it. Come see what we can create just for you at
Palmera Jewelers at the corner of Ford and Broad and PalmeraJewelers.com.
Okay, so I just read the script. Well, hey, it said Jeff, Peninsula Co-op number 44091. How do you not have your own Peninsula Co-op number yet? All you have to do is pay $27 once and get yearly rebate checks for all the gas, car washes, convenience, and grocery store purchases you make. It's a no-brainer. You should get your own co-op number. That's it? That's all I have to do? Use 44091. Give me the money. Give me the money. 44091. Use my number. Use my number. Use it.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the frisbee.
Pets West understands too. You might not be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but you can take care of your pooch in old age. If your senior dog is experiencing joint pain, then come to Pets West for help. Mention this ad and receive a free sample of recovery joint relief for dogs with qualified purchase while supplies last. Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1980.
Riddle me this. What's 3,000 square feet but hard to spot? It's the Royal Museum Shop on the main floor of the Royal BC Museum. Not only do you not have to pay admission to shop, all purchase proceeds support our world-class museum. You'll find the most intriguing and unique items, from art cards to original artwork, jewelry, toys, books, and clothes for all ages, many of them distinctly BC. Look for the shop to the left of the museum's main entrance or ask about it at the info desk. The Royal Museum Shop, Victoria's best-kept secret.
Patty Mack here. We are back with author, astrologer, and businesswoman Patricia O'Neill, and we're talking about astrology and just a little bit about your book, Children of the Stars, and astrology and parenting. You know, I found it really interesting because you have three children like we do, and, you know, sometimes you're talking about when you were a child and people would say, oh, she's so quiet, and, you know, you think you know your own kids, and even it's more evident as they grow up, or grow mm-hmm. into young adults, and you go, absolutely. Wow, who are they? And mm-hmm. and you were saying this book is really helpful to know who they are, but also your own inner child, to kind of like say who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great read. I'm looking forward to reading more. I've been thumbing through it while we've been here, but I can see you put an awful lot of work into this.
It was a labor of love, Patty, because I absolutely love children. And there's a saying, the child is father of the man, mm-hmm. meaning that children come into this life with a tremendous amount of wisdom and insight, and they're all very different. And what I learned from my own, I suppose, early childhood, when I was extremely shy and felt very different from everybody else, that astrologically it explained to me why I was. It was the only thing that really made sense to me. And as I studied and learned about other children in my class and my teachers, and then brought it out further, I really saw that there were 12 distinct, four distinct characters: the emotional water signs, the down-to-earth practical earth signs, the fiery adventurous fire signs, and then the intellectually interesting, marvelous outgoing air signs. And each person within that has a gift to bring to this world, and each child should be understood, not like, because sometimes we're very different from our children, our parents are very yes. different, and sometimes we are connected more to our grandparents. And also the thing about the earth, the rising sign, the moon sign, and the sun, the three of them are what I call the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, very important when understanding yourself and your children.
Right, and you're saying about the grandparents, because it yes. can skip a generation.
Oh, it can, absolutely.
You know, and no wonder in families mm-hmm. that we mm-hmm. can have such clashes or differences, mm. because everybody is different.
Very different, exactly. In my family, my immediate family, my daughters, I'm a double water sign, Pisces, Cancer. My eldest daughter is double fire, Aries, Leo.
And that means, again, yes, fire. Means.
Fire, that's right. And then my middle daughter, Victoria, is double earth, and then Claudia is air. So we're all each represent, and normally that would be, that is a very lively. We each have our own personalities, but I understand. I look at them and look at each, and they understand each other, and so it brings harmony into a family.
So when you can sort of read the sort of, you can kind of get that.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And I'll tell people how they get a hold of you and how you work.
Sure. Okay. So you can. I would say the best thing would be to email me, phoneill@shaw.ca. at shaw.ca, and you can go to my website, and which is www.astroglobal.ca, and I'm also going to be doing YouTube videos, Patricia's Parlor, because I got a camera for Mother's Day. I'm always talking to myself, so my husband and children give to me with a video camera. So we're going to be doing fun things on that, and it's going to be called Patricia's Parlor.
That's great. And you know, you have a wonderful personality that you can just see it in your face that, that you got some special characteristics.
You're sweet. Thank
you
very much.
I can see that.
Patty squared. Ditto.
Patty squared. Yeah, that's right. That's what you said. I'm a Patty too.
Yes.
It must be the name indeed. Mm. So what kind of things do you work on to keep this practice up? Do you have to constantly be studying to know about
I'm always reading. I'm always studying. But the biggest lessons I learn are from actual readings, because I know from technically what a person's chart is like. And when I look at it, there are different portals to, astrologers have different portals of entry into understanding a person's chart.
Yeah.
And so I find I learn a lot just from the clients. And it's that is the biggest thing. I do everything from a relationship astrology. People come to me, careers are at a junction, they are retired and they want to know where should they go, what is their talents now, how should they utilize their lives, and making sense of their lives. A lot of people have had pain in their early upbringing, and now when they come to me, I verify it. I tell them it was part of the journey, but now we are going into the gain, and we look at the later part of your years, making sense with your life, making peace with yourself, making peace with other people,
right.
Because that's what astrology, that's its gift.
And
its
we're
self-compassion.
All looking for fulfillment.
Absolutely.
And always look beyond the obvious. And
absolutely.
And if you're not happy or people in your lives aren't, look around and see what you can
yes.
do. On this day of my birthday, I want to give thanks to my husband, who's unbelievable, our three children, who are the gift of my life.
Beautiful.
I love doing this show. Mm-hmm. Drop me a note, Lifestyle Patty Mac. TJ, the best. Thank you so much. Everybody get out there, enjoy this long weekend.